I don't wanna sing the latest song. I don't wanna percolate the crowd. I just wanna make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just wanna praise you now. You cover me in the midst of it all. You love me. You gave me another chance. You saw my knees. Others saw my fall. You forgave me. Listen for my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisle. I just wanna make you proud. Should I make the Hall of Fame? Or they save a special seat? I just hope that you'll be pleased. You cover me in the midst of it all. You love me, gave me another chance. You rescued me. I was going to fall. You saved me. So in my life, glorify, glorify, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, glorify. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. I just wanna say, you get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise,
you get the praise.
Take all of the honor.
You take the honor.
I just wanna say, you get the glory,
you get the glory.
I want you to get the praise,
you get the praise.
You take the honor.
You take the honor.
I just wanna say,
glory. You get the glory,
Father. You get the praise.
You get the praise.
You take the honor.
I just
wanna say, yeah.
the praise. You get the honor. I just want to say, welcome, family, to the Now Network. News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Come on, check your old time zone. Family, you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes. This is that time. The Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. where Pastor E will bring his pastoral views on Christian news, along with a unique perspective, along with hot topics. He will also provide a biblical solution and answers in the special segment of Ask the Pastor. Minister Terry will keep us up to date with What's the Word, current events, and national situations going on in our lives. And yes, Minister Rashad will keep us informed with, excuse me, the money minute. Pastor, he has the hiccups. Can somebody pray for me right now? In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you tonight, and we magnify you like never before. Thank you, family, for joining us for the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. I can't get rid of them. Oh, my God. First, we're going to bring on our team. I want to say happy new year, new season of 2018. Minister Rashad and Minister Terry.
Good evening, family.
How are you?
Good evening. Good evening, Pastor E. You know what? You said someone pray for you, and I prayed in the name of Jesus for that hiccup to leave your body. But, Pastor E, you can take a brown bag and breathe into it, or if that doesn't work, try
the water. I'm just laughing because, look, I'm just bubbling up. Because hiccups come up right then, you know, at that moment.
Right at the, yes.
Happy new season 2018 to
new
you.
Season.
Minister Rashad, yes. Happy season of 2018 to you, my brother. God bless you guys.
Amen.
And thank you for staying committed to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. What? Your own time zone.
Amen.
Happy New Year to you too, Pastor and Minister Terry.
What's
and the
up?
You too, yes. Minister Rashad.
Yes.
Amen.
Praying over your hiccups right now that they be released in the name Lord Jesus. I command and
yes,
amen
Lord.
Right now. Yes,
and agree. That laugh may release
you know,
them.
Listen, don't you know once you put something out there, they're gone.
Yes.
Amen.
Go.
Amen. We're touching the
They're
green.
Gone.
Right
thank you, Lord.
You know what? Thank you, team, so much for, first of all, being committed to prayer. But thank you for joining us tonight in the news segment of the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9. We're going to let Minister Terry start this broadcast off this week. I know Minister Rashad has some guests, and we're going to be very, very, very conscious about that as we go into the money minute. So, and I'll come back at the end with Ask the Pastor. But let's start this off with Minister Terry. But Minister Rashad, could you begin us in prayer?
Sure, Pastor, no problem. And they asked Jesus, how should we pray? And the scripture goes that he said, go into the closet. So right now, if you're not driving, you're not using no equipment, I want you to just go into the closet of your mind and close the door. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we usher you in right now, Father God, that you lead us and direct us here tonight, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we take control of the airways, the byways, from the four corners and the regions of the earth, Lord. Father God, we cast that demon aside, Lord, so your word can go forth, Lord. We are here tonight to spread the gospel, to spread the good news, Lord, for the people that are in need here tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for whatever need they came in here tonight, Lord, that they leave transformed, illuminated, and uplifted by the words of the power that's coming through these mighty ministers, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this date and destiny, Lord. We thank you for this new 2018. We thank you for this journey, Lord. We thank you for that whatever prayers and needs that are here tonight, Lord, whether spoken or unspoken, will be met, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just because they're on this line, they're touching and feeling your power. The Holy Ghost Spirit is coming down. Lord, bring down a rhema word here tonight, Lord, so your people can rise up once again and do what they've been called to do, Lord. We thank you so much for this evening. We are honored to be here. We praise your name. We worship you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and give you all the honor. Amen, amen, and amen.
Minister Terry Rashad with What's the Word?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, beautiful family. I'm your host with Minister Terry with the Now News at 6, 8, and 9, family. We have some good news and we have some not so good news, but you know that always the good news is Jesus. Amen. First of all, family, I'm going to start with we have another airline. This time it's Alaskan Airlines. This flight was leaving from Oakland to Portland. Upon leaving, a little rat, or a big rat, boarded the jet. They had to turn all the way around, and the 110 passengers had to reschedule and leave on other flights. And the plane had to be treated and certified rodent-free. A professional exterminator came up. This same airline, Alaska Airlines, it's been continued to have woes. Another passenger, this was on December the 26th, this was a 53-year-old man. He was on board from Portland, San Diego. He was banned from this airline for allegedly harassing, touching one of the flight attendants' buttocks. Now, we know harassment has been going on. That's a big thing that's coming around, and it's been among celebrities, but now there's a group has started to be among ordinary, us people, normal people. So there's help for anyone that has been harassed. If you need information, please let me know. And also, family, California lawmakers, they are revising a plan to place a panic button in the hotel. Next, family, in our news segment we have, this is in San Bernardino County. This is California. A 36-year veteran. He lost his life. He's a sheriff, San Bernardino sheriff. He lost his life New Year's Eve. He was off duty, and he was in a minor traffic collision, trying to swerve and miss a dog or some animal on the road. But he hit another car. The video showed that they were talking. He was talking to a person. The male hit him once, and with that one hit, he fell, and he never got up. When he was rushed to the hospital, he never regained consciousness. He succumbed to his injuries at Loma Linda University. I tell you, family, they said that this officer, he was a caring man from the testimonies on the news, and he lived and volunteered, lived for the community. He was 70 years old doing that job, and he wanted to make the community a better place. There's a relevancy in this matter right here. We say, where is the love for one another? But where is the humility, the love for one another? Amen. This was a fender, and a life was taken. Who is pushing folks? We have some work to do. Who is pushing folks out there? Now, family, I say, what do we expect? I don't know all the circumstances But we do know a life was lost, and a life was taken. But we pray. We pray for the victim, the family that lost a loved one. We pray for them for peace and comfort. Amen, family. Next in the news, family, this is some national news. Not national, this is worldly news. North Korea and South Korea, they had a phone call, communication, for about 20 minutes. Unknown what the conversation was about, what the phone call was, but they are talking again. This was the first time they've communicated in 2 years. So we say, glory be to God. It all belongs to Him. Also, family, President Trump, he warned North Korea and United States of America, our home here. Our nuclear button is much bigger. I read Romans 13, and I have to just meditate on it. And I tell myself, and I know, that God is still in control. Amen. God has it, and do not be deterred by what's going on in the world. I tell you, family, just be about kingdom business. Amen. Next on the news, family, our President Trump, he has approved the disaster declaration. This is for the state of California for the fires. These fires started December the 4th, and I know they were viewed nationally and maybe globally also. The largest fire on record is the Thomas Fire, which is still currently going on. This fire is still in Ventura County. Right now, the fire is 92% contained. 281,893 acres have been burned. We have lost lives of firefighters in the process of putting out this fire. I commend the firefighters for all that they have done and are doing the whole holiday season. And they have worked hard because they have the wind and the land. The land in California has been so dry. We've been so dry here from lack of rain and lack of, well, the month of October and November, no rain. I said, my God, we thank them. And continued prayers, family, for their families and for the safety of those, and for the family and the prayers of peace and confidence for the family that lost loved ones. Amen. Also, family, Governor Brown, state of California governor, right here in our glory be to God, it has been approved. Amen. Also, family, Southern California Edison, they have an 800 number, 1-800-653-4336. You can telephone them. Just call them to see if you may receive some relief. If you know anyone in that area, let them know if they were affected by the fires. Amen. Now, family, we are getting to post fires. Like I said, the Ventura is 92% contained. The fires, some of these Californians in their area, they are at risk for mudslides. So, family, let us keep them in prayer for safety. In Jesus' name, amen. Mudslides, family, we know they've had them before. And with the land being so dry and the fire that just ravaged the land, we have to continually keep them in prayer because that rain and that snow will just flush them. Amen, family. Also, family, next in the news, we have 36 states affected by widespread children have died. 2,485 have been hospitalized. That's 9 in every 100,000 people. They've been affected. I tell you, more people age 65 and older. Adults age 50 to 64, and children, newborn to 4 years old, they're the most affected. If a child is 6 months of age, they can receive a flu shot. But I know they choose not to vaccinate them, but they are more vulnerable. So if you know any children, and right now, family, the flu season is already active. This year, the CDC, Center of Disease Control, they said there has been a 2% increase of doctor's visits for flu, for influenza. The symptoms are widespread. Symptoms are, you can spread the symptoms by talking one another. Sneezing, when you sneeze, you let out millions of little molecules in the moisture where they can breathe it in, the virus spreads. Coughing, runny nose, and I tell you, they're so easy to spread. Most people, some of the symptoms they have muscle aches, they have body aches, headaches, fever, and they're so fatigued, tired, for no reason. The flu, it will run its course. The flu runs its course about 2 weeks. But you can go to urgent care. You can go to your doctor. You can go to emergency room. But you have to go. The first 2 days that you're feeling these symptoms, it's vital that you go right then. Because you can receive an antiviral meds. They have some like Tamiflu and Relenza. These are antiviral meds your doctor might prescribe or urgent care. Now, family, you can't go to urgent care or your doctor asking for antibiotics because this is not a bacteria, it's a virus. Amen. There's people, family, that are more at high risk, and those are people that have cancer, are cancer survivors, HIV, also compromised immune systems, nursing home patients, healthcare facilities, residential living facilities, because they're in close quarters, so many. Also children, 5 years old and younger. And again, I'm saying the adults, 65 years old and older, women who are pregnant, or within 2 weeks of postpartum, right after delivery, asthmatics, diabetic, and also those with cardiovascular that are more at risk. Family, the flu starts abruptly, unlike a lingering cold. A cold starts, you know it's coming on, but the flu starts abruptly. Starts with tiredness, again, muscle aches. You can be hot on your forehead. You feel you have any of them symptoms, do not go to school and do not go to work. Stay home, family. Avoid contact with others because you can infect others. You can infect others one day before your flu symptoms start getting you sick, 5 to 7 days after your symptoms. Also, family, in the home. If you're in the home and someone gets sick with the flu, we have to make sure, because it is contagious, it's spreadable, we have to make sure we separate ourselves and separate them. We call it, put them in a sick room, and if all possible, use a separate bathroom. Amen. Also, put a little bleach. I like to do this all the time. Put a little bleach in your dishwater. So your dishes, their dishes, towels, linen, and clothes, they can carry viruses. So we have to make sure we're handling them properly if we're doing the laundry or stuff. And we're using all the time good hand washing techniques. And family, this is something we should do year round. Doorknobs carry so much germs. If you don't have nothing, paper towel, you don't have a napkin or anything, you open the doorknob, you can use the inside of your jacket or your shirt or your blouse to open that doorknob. Amen? Because this time of the season, so much germs on there. And most of the time, people cover with their hand, a sneeze, or I'll tell you, when you're sneezing, really, you cover with the elbow because that's something you're not going to be touching on other inanimate objects, spreading the virus. Amen, family? Another thing with the flu. Anyone that has the flu, they should be increasing their fluid. Water, drinking a lot of water, plenty of water. He told us we should drink eight-ounce glasses a day. You can take more than that, but when you're not feeling well, you have to push yourself to drink that water. Also, clear liquid to prevent dehydration. You can do clear bark. You can do herbal teas, sports drinks. Sports drinks are really excellent. Gatorade, Powerade, vitamin water, and also Pedialyte. They have children's Pedialyte and adult Pedialyte. These are so important because they have electrolytes. A lot of times when you're dehydrating, you can throw your potassium and your sodium and all of those magnesium, all of those can be threw off. But drinking those sports drinks can replace those and keep those within normal range. Amen, family? A lot of times people, when they're sick, they don't want to drink fluids, or it may be difficult for them to drink fluids. So can get that fluid then by using ice chips or ice pops. I know when I was nursing, this child wouldn't drink any fluids, but a child would suck up a popsicle. Amen, family? And also, some may run, most run, a fever. And they run a fever. Your fever may run from 100 to 104. It may fluctuate. And you may run a fever with the flu approximately 3 to 5 days. But some, you can get some relief for your fever. You can go buy you some Tylenol or acetaminophen. You can buy Motrin, ibuprofen for the fever. And then you can buy Robitussin, which is guaifenesin. You can buy that for your cough. But you have to make sure when you're buying your cough medicine, if you're getting this expectorant, which is going to loosen it up so you can cough it up, or if you're getting one to suppress because you're just coughing, but you have no phlegm there. Now, if you have phlegm there, you don't want to suppress, so you got to make sure, and if you're not sure, you have to check with the pharmacist and let them know what the symptoms are. Amen, family? Also, family, if you have high blood pressure, I suggest you, because it has stimulants that will elevate your blood pressure, have your blood pressure going sky high. But there is a cough syrup that you can take for your blood pressure, and it's called Coracetin. It's Coracetin, and it says HB, high blood pressure. But I would still check with your physician. Amen, family? Next, family, we have, in 2018, the first child that was born in the world in 2018 was in Scotland. And this baby was born 10 seconds after midnight. Hallelujah. You say, glory be to God. Family, we had born in 2018. This is a set of twins. The first one was a boy. These twins were born on separate days and separate years. The baby boy, he was born at 11:58, December the 31st, New Year's Eve. He weighed 5 pounds and 9 ounces, 18 inches. And his twin sister, she was born at 12:16 a.m. on January 1st, 2018. She weighed 4 pounds, 10 ounces, and 16 inches. Mom had a healthy baby with them two twins with that weight in both of their pounds and inches. Now, the little girl, the baby, she was delivered C-section because she was breech